This is Tim Murdoch. You're watching White Rabbit Radio Live. Let's see what's shaking out there tonight. It's a Sunday, March 22nd, in front of Easter. We are booking out interviews. I booked Warren Baylog. He'll be on about a month from now. I have Hey Buddy coming on from Northern Europe next Friday. And we'll continue to add various different people talking about all kinds of interesting facts and figures and everything in between. But we've got all kinds of warm-up links before we get into war. The war is, of course, still raging. Probably these guys are going to put boots on the ground. Hopefully I'm wrong, but I have a feeling it's going to get very, very ugly. Iran keeps rolling out, to a certain extent, new weapons, upgraded weapons that people weren't expecting, weapons that shoot farther, more accurate. Neat little tricks, which is par for the course, considering their partners and considering the fact that you're not fighting a stupid enemy. You're fighting an enemy that spent our lifetimes preparing for this fight. Putting boots on the ground there is suicidal. Israel, of course, will put soldiers in as well. They'll have to. To a certain extent, to try to avoid the charge that they're controlling America, but it won't work. I would imagine the first ground invasion will be a disaster. Lindsey Graham said that if we did Iwo Jima, we can do Karg Island. They do prepare for this type of thing, but you have a whole different level of warfare right now. But anyways, we'll get to that here in a minute. Let's cover some topics of regarding blacks' inability to swim. This is kind of funny and tragic, I guess, in a way.
You ain't never been to the ocean, have you, girl?
No, Daddy. I'm so glad you brought me here. Mm. Fun glistening this shit off of you.
Yeah.
Tattoos and shit.
They call me Michael Phelps.
Damn.
Because I be out here swimming.
You ain't even tell me you could swim.
Yeah, hell yeah, I can swim, girl.
You okay?
Huh?
You okay? Stand up. Wait. Stand. Give me a float.
I can't hear.
Rip.
Grab the floaty.
Grab my hand.
Grab the floaty.
Grab my hand, bitch. What's up, Aaron White?
Motherfucking nigga. See, this is exactly why I don't go nowhere. This is exactly why I don't go nowhere.
Stand up. All you got to do is stand up, but he couldn't even stand up. Oh, my goodness. What's up, Aaron? You doing okay? You cutting down trees today? Sunday your day off from plowing? Cutting down trees? Well, I don't guess you get any day off from plowing. It's kind of the luck of the draw, isn't it? Yeah, let's check this out. Hold on here. These are some badass white guys. This would take a certain amount of talent, I would think. And you guys can do this? What is it called? There's an actual name for it. They towed him into this giant wave. This has to be Hawaii or something like that. These guys don't need floaties. I was impressed by that. He didn't even have to get handed a float by a black woman. It's deep water. It's a serious wave. Yeah, what's funny about that that video is the black guy actually saying he could swim. He couldn't even stand up. Forgot how to stand up. He lost it, all sense of balance and everything else. Britain has a proud history of tolerance, but that doesn't mean submission. This is Nigel Farage with the this in-between position he has. I don't know. In-between position. Had the mute, what, Madonna? Okay. Old Madonna music? Nigel Farage writing that for the Telegraph. Juicier steaks on the menu after gene-edited cows feed approved. GMOs coming into Europe. I don't know how many GMOs are in Europe compared to genetic modified crap compared to America. I'm guessing not near as many. Cyndi Lauper? No, that's Madonna. It's old Madonna. I mean the singer Madonna. Desperately Seeking Susan song. Yeah, it's like it. Yeah, what's it from the 80s? Yeah, the feed is modified so the cattle will be juicier and the steaks will be bigger. That type of thing. We really don't know the effects of this long term, is what a lot of people will say, and that's true. I don't know. J.D. Vance is GMO the person. You're not wrong. But nonetheless, Nigel Farage, tolerance but not submission. None of it's working. Here's the Japanese prime minister. She's talking up to the Don. She's stroking his ego.
So tonight, I would like to start off by extending my sincere congratulations on two important anniversaries.
1つ目は、明日に控えるドナルドのご子息のバロンさんのお誕生日です。立派でイケメンに成長されていると伺っております。
The first one is a birthday celebration. Donald, tomorrow is the birthday of your son, Mr. Baron Trump. And I know he has grown up so much into a very tall, good-looking gentleman.
間違いなくご両親に似たんだと思います。
Yeah, he couldn't contain the smile. He's such an ego. But, I mean, there's nothing wrong with Baron.
It is very clear where he got it. Of course, from his parents, there's no doubt about it. So, Donald, if I may ask you, please convey my sincere happy birthday wishes.
please give us some gas and fuel, right? Now this, I thought this was AI. Since she's not AI, I said, no way. No way. I mean, most fat girls can't move like this, but maybe Asian fat girls can. I've never seen an Asian girl this fat, but maybe this is a new thing. America fast food and all going around the world. I don't know. I don't even want to play that the second time. She's in beast mode. It's a scary Asian fat girl. I wonder how tall she is. Is she even 5 feet? Is it sped up? Apparently not. Oh, she's legit is what they're saying. I'm like, that's got to be AI. I think everything's AI. But hold on. Let's get an overview of the war. The war porn coming out. One of you guys sent this in. I don't know who it was. I never even heard of this channel. Let's see if it's any good. It's got a storm.
Current armed conflict in the Middle East, it became clear that Henry Kissinger was right when he said that to be an enemy of America can be dangerous, but to be a friend is fatal. Indeed, Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab
all those guys started the war.
Emirates are
Well, they helped start it. They wanted it.
Suffering the most as a result of Iran's retaliatory action against the U.S.-Israeli aggression. All these Arab countries are not only allies of the United States, but also close friends of Washington.
This is obviously AI-generated voice. It's what you guys are sending in. No racism is getting through the Straits of Hormuz. Exactly.
One time, these Gulf states believed the promises of the United States that the presence of the U.S. military bases on their territory would ensure security in the region. However, as time has shown, the United States needed these military bases to unleash and wage another large-scale war in the Middle East. Washington is currently using the territory of the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Oman, Kuwait, and Bahrain to carry out attacks on Iran. At the same time, the U.S. authorities absolutely do not give a damn that these friends of the United States are suffering heavy losses due to Iran's retaliatory actions.
Well, I'm sure they do. Because we're losing troops every time they strike, for the most part, a percentage of the time. They're saying that the number of dead and wounded coming into these various different hospitals is a lot larger than we know about. But of course, that's predicted, right?
However, the insidiousness of the U.S. authorities does not end there. As it turned out, Donald Trump, being not only the president of the United States, but also a businessman, decided to make extra money on the problems of his Arab allies.
Uh-oh.
So, a few hours ago, the Omani journalist Salem bin Hamad al-Jahouri made a rather shocking statement. In particular, speaking live on BBC Arabic, he bluntly stated that the Trump administration is currently putting a lot of pressure on U.S. allies, such as the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Oman, Kuwait, and Bahrain. According to him, Donald Trump even issued an ultimatum to the authorities of these Arab countries. The current occupant of the White House demands $5 trillion from these Arab countries in order for the United States to continue the war until complete victory over Iran. At the same time, Donald Trump also made it clear that if the Gulf states pay him $2.5 trillion, he will immediately order the U.S. withdrawal from this war and the withdrawal of all American troops from the region. According to an Omani journalist, this financial blackmail by Donald Trump has no analogs in the history of U.S. relations with Arab countries.
It's almost believable, but I don't know. This is speculation. These are Arab journalists.
Countries. My dear truth seekers, it is worth noting that the White House has not yet officially confirmed the existence of such an ultimatum from the President of the United
States. It's not just hitting those bases, it's hitting areas that house special military units and everything else. But yeah, you're right. There's got to be higher casualties. We know that.
States. However, knowing Donald Trump's passion for all kinds of deals and the desire to make big money, this statement by the Omani journalist may be the real truth. Meanwhile, Tehran continues to prove to the world that all the statements by Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth that Iran has completely lost all its missile stocks do not correspond to the truth. Military experts have noted that over the past...
So even AI videos on YouTube are dogging them?
48 hours, Iran has attacked Israeli and U.S. forces in the region three times, using previously unknown ballistic missiles with the so-called maneuverable reentry vehicle. For example, this video from Tel Aviv shows how the warhead of an Iranian missile begins to actively maneuver in order to confuse the algorithms of the Israeli air defense. As a result, Iranian missiles manage to hit targets even in the most heavily defended areas of Israel. It is noteworthy that American analytical centers also recognize the power and effectiveness of the latest Iranian ballistic missiles. In particular, Western military experts were impressed by the result of the launches of the latest Iranian Nasrallah missiles at Israeli oil refineries in cities such as Ashdod and Haifa. As it turned out, all the warheads of these latest ballistic missiles successfully hit their targets. However, the unpleasant surprises for Israel and the United States did not end there. On the night of March 21, two Iranian ballistic missiles attacked a military base of British and American forces on Diego Garcia Island in the Indian Ocean. Even though one of the Iranian missiles fell into the ocean and the other one was shot down by the air defense system of one of the American warships, this incident caused alarm in the Pentagon. The fact is that the distance from southern Iran to Diego Garcia Island is nearly 4,000 kilometers.
Huh.
Thus, Tehran demonstrated that the IRGC has missiles in its arsenal that can hit military bases in many NATO countries, including Poland, Germany, Romania, Italy, France, and even Britain. Against this backdrop, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization already called for an urgent meeting. It is also worth noting another attack by Iranian missiles on the U.S. Air Base Victoria, in the Iraqi capital of Baghdad. It is noteworthy that Iran attacked this airbase precisely at the moment when a military transport plane with a group of U.S. Special Forces on board arrived there. Unfortunately, at the moment, there is no accurate information about the presence of casualties among the American servicemen. However, witnesses claim a severe fire at this airbase and a large number of ambulances that ply from a military facility to hospitals in the Iraqi capital. By the way, an hour earlier, Iran also hit the largest IDF military logistics base in central Israel.
There's got to be a lot of casualties. This is accurate right here. We just don't know the casualties.
Meanwhile, the Iranian military department officially announced that the country's air defense systems shot down an Israeli F-16 over the central part of Iran. At the same time, it is worth emphasizing that it was a two-seat Israeli Air Force fighter jet, F-16D Barak. According to the Iranian military, two Israeli pilots were killed instantly. Furthermore, the Iranian Defense Ministry also confirmed that it was the third Israeli fighter jet to be destroyed over the central part of Iran in the last 48 hours. The official report says that in 22 days of fighting, the Iranian air defense destroyed 200 enemy aerial targets, including fighter jets, tanker planes, cruise missiles, and unmanned aerial vehicles. Well, my dear truth seekers, the fact that Iran has begun shooting down American and Israeli fighter jets over its territory indicates that Tehran's enemies are nervous amid increased resistance.
I expect it to get worse because this war isn't ending. Just yet. We'll get back to that, though. Let's see this job that pays $20,000 a month. How many of you guys are afraid of heights? We'll come back to some war stuff and some financial stuff here in a minute because gas prices are going to go through the roof. America's not going to be as bad as the rest of the world, but we'll catch up. And maybe 3 months, 6 months, something like that.
He makes about $20,000 a month, and all he has to do is come up here once a month to service it. And no, he doesn't have to climb the whole way up. Inside, there's a small service elevator. It doesn't exactly look the safest, but as long as you clip on your harness, chances are you'll be fine. There's always a small risk. But hey, try not to think about that. For a wind turbine that's hundreds of feet tall, getting to the top takes about half an hour.
Half an hour to the top. That's crazy.
You can stop and rest along the way, but it's better not to, especially on a windy day. Hanging out there in midair isn't fun at all. When you finally reach the top, you'll realize it basically looks like a game of Tetris up there. The generator, the braking system, gears everywhere. But that's not what pays $20,000 a month. The real money comes from climbing out through the hatch on top. The sensors up there are extremely delicate, and they're fully exposed to the elements, so they usually have to be checked about once a month. Don't worry though. As long as you're wearing a harness, it's a 50-50 shot you won't fall. And the other 50? Well, let's just ignore that part. So what do you think? $20,000 a month. Would you take the job?
No. I wouldn't, but probably some guys in my chat would. I tried to get a job like this for AT&T Towers. It fell through. Aaron White, you're used to being in a climbing belt and clipping on, right? A lot of AI channels use this awful voice. I agree. You'd think they'd come up with more voices since it's all freaking AI, but they don't. They don't at all. see what we got here. This is Frog Wave. Imagine moving to Japan, then attacking their traditions, culture, and opening their borders. And the third world calling any Japanese who complains Japanese supremacists and promoting censorship laws so their own government will imprison them if they criticize you. It's a classic Frog Wave. Brown immigration is about disarming whites politically. Gun control is about disarming whites physically. Censorship is about keeping whites ignorant and confused while the previous two get done. Legendary figure. I wonder what happened to Frog Wave other than he was banned. But I think he's out there somewhere still. You've got a lot of people liking white people all of a sudden. It kind of makes me nervous. But nonetheless, I don't know if this girl is Asian or Latino or some combination thereof. I don't. She could be a little bit white. I'm guessing she's Latino because this is Texas. What do you guys think?
Who am I here with?
Maria.
What's your type out here?
Like for dating or what?
Yeah.
Like white boys.
How tall they gotta be?
Tall? Honestly, like, I'm not too big on height. Like, they could be a short king. And if they got a good personality and treat me right, I don't care.
Okay. How much money they gotta make?
I don't care what the qualities are. As long as they're white, they're all right.
More and more of this shit leaking out. That kind of surprised me. I don't know if she's just doing that for camera or I don't know anything about Latino girls. And I'm guessing that's what she is, or is she Asian? What do you guys think? What's up, Global Chat? Hail Tim, hail the chat. We got Global Chat. I don't know. I've never been around Latinos. White is all right. Yeah. She's a beaner? Yeah, I've never been around Latinos. So I couldn't really tell. I just assumed that because she's from Texas. But she has, like, light eyes that could be color contacts. She could be part white. One of those, whole sections of South America are part white. Castilian, or what do they call? They want our white genes. Well, she's already got some. She's after white boys. You notice how she just doesn't give a fuck? She's talking to a Hispanic guy. She's like, not interested in you. Doesn't really care about money. Doesn't care about height. He just wants white. As long as you're white. Now, this is the latest craze among blacks. First, the blacks came into the Republican Party and fooled them and got all kinds of money and everything else. Maybe some legitimately were conservatards. Now, they're making moves on the Sonnenrad. They're making moves on white supremacy itself. Blacks or want to be white supremacists. And this is like something right out of the ghetto. I don't even really want to blow this up because it's kind of scary. Looks like buckwheat or something. From Little Rascals. Hold on. Let's play it.
I fucking hate niggers.
Okay, I'm just now, this is the first time playing it. I just saw the Sonnenrad and it's like when the 6% European admixture hit. This is LP, I guess you could say. I wasn't expecting her to have a white voice. Maybe she grew up in the suburbs. Maybe she has upper class parents. I mean, there are a lot of blacks that have done very well with the DEI and everything. I turned it up for you. Let me play it through.
I fucking hate niggers. How y'all act. I hate how y'all talk. I hate how y'all look, especially the men. Y'all are all so fucking disgusting and ghetto. I just don't understand, like, why is it that we have to go into the streets and kill each other? Why is that cute? Why is it normalized to be a criminal, a murderer, a thief, whatever? Why is that acceptable for us? Why?
If I couldn't see this a black girl, I would think it's a white girl.
Is it that we're the only race that aspires to be failures, that aspires to be criminals?
Magic
other races, temp. They have hardworking traits, but cutlets?
So the new trend among blacks. Now, way before blacks, long, long ago, Paul Atreides points this out. Rage After the Storm laid out the facts on black and under 10 minutes nearly a decade ago, dropped the mic and vanished from the internet. She basically was doxxed. They came after her Well, like they would 10 years ago. 10 years ago, this is, now this is common. 10 years ago, this was very, very rare. And this is a legendary, this was a legendary video at the time that went mainstream and all over the place, and they hunted her down. But she just basically did it and left.
My point is, why do we need to use the word racism to describe the development of African or some Middle Eastern countries? Let's look at the continent of Africa, for example. What we're told as we little youngsters is that the white man has caused every single issue that exists in Africa, and that we are the reason that they are not developed. Could you believe it? Some people actually still think that Africa would look like this if the white man wouldn't have interfered.
Really, nigga?
But what we were told as we little youngsters is that Africans were in enslaving, killing, and raping people long before the white man arrived. Despite the aggression probably increasing due to slavery, the white man still did a lot of good things for Africa. Fun story. During the Atlantic slave trade, Europeans could not penetrate into Africa for very long or very far due to the threat of malaria and other tropical diseases. The sailing ships were on a timetable to catch the best winds for the year. They would buy their slaves from blacks on offshore islands. Then they took off before the hurricane season. Blacks were completely complicit in the slave trade and actually benefited from it. For the Americas and Europeans' involvement in it, the slave trade would have not occurred without the black people's permission, including their involvement and approval. Besides, we do forget that it was whites who largely ended slavery. Another fun fact, Arab slave traders had actually enslaved more people than the European slave traders did. Blacks had rounded up one another and sold each other to the Arab slave traders too. Not to mention, us Europeans were also enslaved by the Arabs. Where's our affirmative action? Oh right, white people are fucking terrible, I forgot. Even though it was the British Empire that first abolished the slave trade, losing a heck of a lot of money and lives in the process, but okay. But meh, white men. But white men people still ruined Africa. Actually, when the
This was funny at the time, now it's like par for the course.
European Empire stepped away from Africa. Africa practically went down the shitter. I mean, who did they elect in their first democratic election?
She didn't go to jail for this in the UK, but she probably could now.
And surely they must have elected someone who liberated the country and proved many rights of blacks. No, no. Zimbabweans managed to elect a genocidal cockbag, aka Robert Mugabe. I mean, if that's not a case of extreme racism, then what does the word racism even mean? Let us delve into the crime rate of America. About 13% of Americans are black, according to the estimates from the US Census Bureau. And yes, according to the Bureau of Justice Statistics, black offenders committed 52% of homicides. This was in data recorded between 1980 and 2008. Only 45% of the offenders were white. In 2013, the FBI reported that 38% of murders were committed by blacks. However, only 31.1% were committed by whites. In 29.1% of cases, the perpetrator's race was unknown. Over 3 years of data from 2011 to 2013, 38.5% of people arrested for murder, robbery, manslaughter, rape, and aggravated assault were black. This is evidence from official police reports that blacks are more likely to commit crimes than whites. And why is this? Is it the unfair justice system? You guys like to say that, but it's not. In the book of IQ and the Wealth of Nations, it talks about the IQ of the average sub-Saharan African being at 80. The IQ of an African American is normally at 85. White populations in Australia, Canada, New Zealand, Europe, South Africa, and the United States score really close to one another, being at around 100. The reason to why IQ is such an important factor is because a lower IQ causes many detrimental factors in society. These include poverty, dropping out of school, unemployment, divorce and lower rates of marriage, welfare dependency, a child's poor motor skills and development, and criminal behavior. So then, setting out these societal differences, which is backed by data, surely should be common sense, right? Think again. We are still expected to act as if these IQ differences do not exist at all, thus assuming that the societal problems occurring are not a genetic factor, but are blamed on white people as per usual. And if we highlight these slight differences, we are called racist and assholes. However, it is a fact that wherever black people are concentrated in large numbers in the West, they are likely to promote tribal situations, such as gangs, territories, and fights. But for some reason, it is still our fault as white people. On average, densely populated black communities show a thirst for tribal mentality, as well as
against tribal warfare, because it is still white people to blame for a problem that is predominantly genetic. Whites have given many resources to help black communities in the West and even in Africa. However, black communities on average remain unsuccessful in full integrations in civilized communities. It might also be surprising that blacks have a higher self-esteem than whites on average. In one large study of 11 to 16-year-olds, blacks rated themselves as more attractive.
You know what she did? She jumped on the interwebs and she did deep dive after deep dive and just sat there. She's rattling off facts. Now, I saw out of the corner of my eye some of you guys saying some of the different facts were a little bit off or something like that. That was 10 years ago. She basically went full on Stormfront. Kurbot, let's see what you have to say here. Hold on. See if does this have anything to do with bad gateway. Oh no, I'll have to have my guy fix this thing, huh? It's kind of bad news. Michael57DE. Apparently there's a problem with my little chat feature today. It's kind of crazy. Hold on. Oh man. Hold on. Let's see if I can fix it actually. Will this fix if I drop it and bring it back up? Let's see what we got here. Oh, now it's not coming up at all. Oh, no. Error bad gateway. Uh-oh, looks like Live Joiner is going to have its first down night. Oh, this is terrible. Oh, maybe it'll come back. No big deal. All right. So Michael57DE says, "Hail Tim, great to catch you live. I'll be able to do so for a while now. Unfortunately, that's because I'll be having a series of back surgeries and won't be able to work." Holy cow, for the next 3 to 12 months. Michael57DE, hopefully it goes okay. I know you had hand surgeries that one time, right? Wrist and hand surgeries that went okay? Holy cow, thank you. Very generous super chat. Thank you very much, sir. Let me go through and check things because my live joiner, which, you know, can't stream without the damn thing. It's not working. For once. You know, tech stuff. Let's go over here. I do appreciate the support, though. I will be back Wednesday live for a bit since this war is raging on. And Friday, Ivan, hey, buddy. But hold on, let's continue playing this and let's see her for particular facts.
Than did whites. Blacks also rated themselves higher in reading, social studies, and sciences, but funnily enough, not in mathematics. This inferiority complex leads to the whole "we was kings and shit" debacle. A lot of black people like
this is 10 years ago
to assume that they were Egyptian kings, which is funny because it doesn't help the whole slave thing. But nonetheless, they really weren't kings. Near to every single African slave that was brought from Africa to America came from mainly two countries in Africa, Senegambia and Angola. Both of these countries are on the west coast of Africa, and neither of these countries are anywhere near to Egypt. Mitochondrial DNA proves this. Not to mention, a lot of African languages prove that black people lack abstract thinking. As I would like to mention, not all black people lack it. As I said, this is just an average. The English to Zulu language dictionary has only 250 pages. And like the other African Negro languages, it does not include a working...
This chick was kosher right at the time? It doesn't surprise
definition
me.
...definition of any abstract concept. Because that
not being kosher right at the time would have been, you know, very, very unique.
Technically, it's not possible for them to think that way or those communities to have been thinking that way. Obviously, you can then argue why a lot of African Americans are then able to learn English. However, do you remember when I said that the average African American IQ is 15 points higher than that of the sub-Saharan Africans? That could be a reason why. So again, whenever I'm talking about...
They tend to be pretty good at verbal, though. It's just everything else is where they have particular issues. You know, it's where they have issues is over advanced planning and so on and so forth. You know, let me do something here. Let's see what we have. Keep moving on here. Yeah, this is a white girl getting called racist. This is a state of things. It's a little bit different. But, you know, this was 10 years ago.
No!
You're racist! Then you need to be shut up!
This isn't your driveway! This isn't your driveway!
For a young white girl.
No.
And this is, of course, going on, these old boomers in France. As white as you are, as ugly as you are, French anti-whites are such wonderful people. Let's see here. Bad luck. They have the nerve to tell me that no, not at all, was the Goths.
Non, pas du tout. C'est les Goths qui ont inventé les arcs.
Who have invented pointed arches, but that's not the case.
Mais ça va pas, les Goths, ils étaient juste capables de...
The Goths were only capable of breaking arches.
Briser les arcs, c'est tout ce qu'ils savaient faire.
Mais that's all they had accomplished.
C'est tout. Et non, le reste, la science, elle est venue, mais...
The rest, the science came along.
Et pourquoi, a priori, ça serait nul? Je veux dire, il y a même bien fallu qu'il y en ait un jour, un ou une, qui se mette debout.
Someone had to stand up on their own. On the other side of the African continent.
Sur ses pattes, à l'autre bout du continent africain, pour qu'à la fin ici vous soyez en train de.
So that at the end you'd be acting all high and mighty.
Tout blanc, tout moche que vous êtes.
White as you are, ugly as you are. This is the French left, which is par for the course. They've been saying this for decades. This type of self-hatred. Is that Mélenchon? Did I even pronounce it correctly? Don't know. But anyways, hopefully you guys are doing okay out there. We'll keep moving on. We'll cover some of the financial effects of this war and some of the terrible polls, and then we'll get into it. They're doing pinpoint precision attacks in Israel. That's surprising a lot of people. I don't think it's surprising any of my viewers, because Iran and this war with Iran is a real war.
Screening area, right?
And let's see what we have. Mass deportations have been canceled. Last Friday, I did an interview with Hunter Wallace. It just recently uploaded on Odyssey. I didn't realize it hadn't uploaded on Friday, so it is up there now. If you guys want to watch that after this or tomorrow, it's up there. But Hunter Wallace, mass deportations have been canceled. ICE is being redeployed as TSA agents, of course. They're going to catch illegals at the airport. And don't get your hopes up, guys. Let's see what he has to say.
You know, ICE can check identification before people enter the screening area, right? And we're trying to release TSA resources to get to positions that they really need expertise in, like the X-ray screening. So it's just, we're going to be a force multiplier. You know, ICE can check identification before.
Yeah, they're gonna do deportations. Now they'll just be checking luggage. Trump threatens sending ICE to airports if partial shutdown doesn't end, as Musk offers to pay TSA workers. Is Musk going to be our dictator? Is he running for dictator? What is Musk's deal? I don't know. I'm super Republican, but you got my vote. The Democrat deer hunter setting his sights on flipping Iowa. All right, so Democrats are recruiting these good old boy deer hunters. I don't know, he may be a decent guy. I don't know how he's going to get along with a lot of Democrats, but, you know, the Democrats desperately need some white voters, that's for sure. Got all kinds of problems coming in. And this is definitely one of them. Lack of white voters. Well, they might not have a lack of any voters with Trump fucking up, but then again, there might not be an election. You never know what Trump does. Robert Mueller just died. Good. I'm glad he's dead. He can no longer hurt innocent people. President Donald J. Trump. Mueller was, of course, his nemesis. Trump does not like his enemies. He says that since this war with Iran is going so well, he's going to launch a war against Democrats and the radical left. And I do believe that's part of the plan, is to launch civil wars in the West, getting rid of selective Muslims, especially selective Muslims. We'll have to see how that goes. I don't know what, I mean, I just think that's the direction the Israelis want. this doesn't really matter if the war is going good or bad. Their definition of good or bad is relative, and they will sacrifice a percentage of their population, major percentages, for what they want. They also sacrifice a percentage of the West or all of the West. And so I imagine they'll look to expand the war. Since this is Armageddon hour, this is like their in-game play, they have to expand this war somehow, some way. They were successful in getting Trump to go down this particular road. And so now they'll go the next level. I just don't know what it's going to look like. Now, Japan, Japanese politician who opposed Nowruz celebration in Japan, was punched in the face by the Kurdish guy. Claims he assaulted is the member of the anti-Turkey organization. We got a lot, too much diversity in Japan. Throw them out of the country. I mean, granted, I see nothing but Japanese. I don't like foreigners in Japan. They're going to get a lot more of them. Spain's angry young men turned to radical right. This is Financial Times. Talks about all the right-wingers running to the forefront in Spain. Of course, they're going to make it illegal outright to be white. They have communists running things there, and it's not going to get better. They pretty much are importing a permanent voting base, kind of like the shit libs constantly want to do. You know, that's the problem with the shit libs, is they're going to import a permanent voting base. They have all these weird alliances, the left does. The right has this weird alliance with the Jews. that alliance tends to be cohesive and at the top, and it has its own designs. The left has a whole nother agenda. Not that there aren't Jews there as well, but God only knows how all these tangled alliances they have, this motley crew that they stitch together, how it holds. Sometimes it holds for an election, but not much after. And then before it blows apart. Crazy. But Spain is, whites are being galvanized there, the actual natives, because there's no way around it. I just wonder how many of them are going to get thrown in jail. A security guard barricaded himself inside, doused himself with gasoline, and demanded his unpaid salary. Where's this at? I think this is this Argentina? This is going to be brutal. Oh, this is Argentina. That's what I thought. That looks like the Argentine flag. I mean, everyone looks white. Holy shit. I expect the economy to get crazy all over the world and to see all kinds of nasty stuff. This kind of surprised me, though. Water problems are stopping me from moving back to my home village. This is out of Northern Ireland. And there's all kinds of water and sewage problems in Northern Ireland. And I don't know the root of BBC. You're never going to get the whole entire response of the root cause on why development is so poor in Northern Ireland regarding water infrastructure in these rural areas. But at the same time, I just wonder. Well, the good news is they can't build, so they can't put diversity in because they have all kinds of water infrastructure problems. But it kind of surprised me. I would think Northern Ireland would be pretty advanced in regarding infrastructure. After all, there's plenty of tax monies. But nonetheless, the real reason? I'm guessing it's probably some environmentalist, because environmentalism has went crazy across the UK, and they get whatever they want, no matter how crazy the demands are. They're immediately able to go in and stop anything. So I wonder if that has something to do with it. I don't know. I can't determine anything. Many people are annoyed, I bet. You can't expand businesses. You can't do anything because of lack of water infrastructure. Is there a solution? Northern Ireland is the only part of the UK where households do not pay directly for their water. Instead, Northern Ireland receives a government subsidy that diverts more than 300 million British pounds sterling annually from the Stormont executive's budget. I have a feeling something's wrong here. That they can't have effective, they can't build houses because of water infrastructure. Interesting, though, nonetheless, I thought I'd make you guys aware of it. There are European countries rationing petrol. Saudis are predicting $200 oil. If this drags on another month, it will. Trump is threatening to destroy Iran's civilian energy infrastructure, which will lead to retaliation on Gulf states and global economic depression, the likes of which we have never seen in our lifetimes. It's telling that people laugh at ridiculous imminent threat claim based on Iran having missiles, that the best you have left is, but how does any of that affect you? And he's talking about this right here. Why do you care, Keith? Your country is not involved. I don't see you have any strong opinion about Pakistan versus India. Okay, someone's talking to Keith Woods, and he's telling him about the economic conditions that are clearly being caused by this disastrous war, that they're going to keep expanding or trying to expand. And the polls, of course, are coming up, and the polls do not look good. COVID gave us hybrid work, then Iran war might give us a four-day week. They're saying that workers are going to cut back to a four-day week. I'm curious what happens next. Bitcoin, of course, is collapsing. Go figure, no energy. Gold suffers worst rout in 43 years. Now, that's in the West. I know in Asia, which pricing is now moving to China for gold and silver, especially for silver. 43 years is a big number, though. But gold was bid up in this giant bull market. Now it's retracing. We'll have to see what happens. Asia is pricing things in higher than the West, though. Let's just say that. Meaning gold is still higher at a premium in Asia. As of March 20th, 2026, the total global oil supply disruption is approximately 3 million barrels per day on basis for March. Represents the largest supply shock in the history of global oil market. Yeah, it's going to be a problem. We won't see it in America. Outside of maybe like California and New York, you're going to see it 50 cents a dollar higher. But 6 months from now, it's really going to bite. It'll start biting every month on out. Iran's parliament speaker warns U.S. Treasury bondholders could be targets. They're talking about countries that buy. They want basically Iran's strategy is an economic denial strategy. They're trying to do everything possible to hurt the empire financially. And they are effectively, and the petrodollar, and they are effectively carrying that out. Now, of course, their partners are Russia and China. So would they have carried this out without them knowing it? No. This is part of a plan. Iran issues 10 million rial banknote amid soaring inflation. There's going to be problems inside of Iran, but whether or not the people who have zero weapons and are in a virtual digital police state can take advantage of that is anyone's guess. They would have to have big defections within not just Iran's regular army, which doesn't control a whole lot, but the IRGC, which controls everything. And they have prepared for all these particular issues for decades on end. So this is a fundamental problem for anyone fighting these guys. Is they're prepared? They believe their Messiah is coming, some of them, and I don't know how many of them, the Imam Mahdi, and they don't give a shit. Set the world on fire, and they're doing just that. Polls show nearly half of Americans do not support U.S. military action in Iran. Actually, it's going to be higher than that.
As we just heard, more than half of Americans do not support U.S. military action in Iran, despite the Trump administration's efforts. For more on that, we're joined by Kurt Mills, executive director of American Conservative Magazine. He's been outspoken against U.S. involvement in Iran. Kurt, thank you for joining the program.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with President Trump ran on this notion of no more forever wars. We just heard from Rick Scott earlier in this program, the senator from Florida, saying that Trump...
They're talking about MAGA cracks. Well, MAGA's over with. But that doesn't mean much. Iran war, rising gas prices fuel economic concerns. Most say conflict not going well, but don't want regime left in power. Okay, so they've done a pretty good job. This is like 92% don't like this war. They've done a pretty good job of convincing people that the regime can't be left in power. But what's this number going to look like once you put boots in the ground and they all get killed? Or, you know, you end up in some type of disaster. This is Joe Kent. Just 2 years ago, this is Vincent James, Red Elephants. I told Joe Kent at Town Hall that Israel controls our government and pushes us into war. And he responded by saying it was anti-Semitic. Yeah, you can't trust the Kents. But you're going to have a lot of people on your side in the end. Whether or not they really are, they're just going with the times. I don't know.
Yeah, hi. I've heard you talk a lot about the CCP's control over our government and institutions. Recently, I saw you disavowed Nicholas Fuentes for him discussing Israel's power through AIPAC, which has been labeled by congressmen the most powerful lobby in Washington, D.C. What makes you different from someone like Lindsey Graham when you refuse to acknowledge Israel's much stronger influence over our government and institutions?
My issue with what Nick was saying was about Hitler in particular.
No, the tweet. It's not, but it's not anti-Semitic to acknowledge.
You're talking about a country's influence. You're talking about a lobby's influence. That's completely totally acceptable.
Right.
When you start talking about anti-Semitism, I completely totally reject.
Well, the tweet was, I strongly condemn Nick Fuentes' politics, especially in regard to our ally Israel. That was the...
He said anti-Semitic things. Do you mind elaborating on what some things that they do for us might be? Kill terrorists.
Okay, so he's trying to differentiate between criticism of Israel and criticism of Israel. Not so much these days, but nonetheless, he might have answered that simply because Nick Fuentes, he mentioned Nick Fuentes in that particular tweet. So Joe Kent doesn't like Nick Fuentes, and Nick Fuentes doesn't like him. I don't know if Vincent James is still friends with Nick. I don't know. I think they are. I haven't heard Vincent James go after him. I think he served on the board of his nonprofit, Nick's organization there. Let's see what we've got here. Trump tells Channel 14 he expects to come to Jerusalem in April to receive the Israeli prize. The visit, if finalized, would mark a major symbolic moment after he was invited earlier this year to accept Israel's top civilian honor. Look at the first meme that comes up. Okay. All right. Bibi Netanyahu, Mark Levin, and Rupert Murdoch talked Trump into this. Of course. It's Hunter Wallace again. I think that's, why not? Trump told Israeli media, we'll soon find out that what will happen with the ultimatum on the power plants. The result will be very good. There will be total destruction of Iran, and it's going to work great. Total destruction of Iran will be great. Okay, then. This is Michael Tracy talking about Trump's statement to Israeli media. Wow. He did give Iran a 48-hour ultimatum, open up the particular Straits of Hormuz. If you don't open it up, we're going to destroy everything. They responded by, I think, some pinpoint precision, more hits in Israel. We'll see. Golden Age update. World War III, crypto down 90%, AI taking your job, no Epstein files arrest, no Epstein list arrest, groceries at record prices, can't buy a house. Are you tired of winning yet? That's how it goes. Look at this. This is in Israel today, and this could be Rome, Berlin, or Paris. Jews are doing this because I am guessing eventually a missile is going to hit somewhere else. They've tried to bring Turkey into this. But this war, of course, is going to get crazy. Expect it.
Come with me. I want to show you something. Look at this. Look at this. This is the face of evil. This is the Iranian regime, ballistic terror. This can now happen in Rome, in Vienna, in Berlin, in Paris. The only question is whether or not the Iranian regime will push the button. And we know the Iranian regime, and we know that they already pushed it.
I'm just assuming that the European powers will eventually get involved in this. I just don't know how. They're acting like they won't get involved, but they will. You know, there's a lot of bullshit AI posting and lies. It is nothing but disinformation, so you got to wait on anything. Iranian hacker launched an electronic warfare on the USS Boxer warship. We don't know if that's true. George Galloway was caught by this. A lot of people want to watch America fall and America get hurt, okay, and Israel get hurt, but they're falling for AI at the same time. This, of course, is AI.
Man, fixing something like this would cost crazy money. That's...
Now, this is all AI, not true. Let's check out new Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu calls on other countries to join their war against Iran. I think eventually that'll happen.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speaking exclusively with Fox News about the situation. I asked him about that post from President Trump overnight. Take a listen.
If you want proof that Iran endangers the entire world, the last 48 hours have given it. In the last 48 hours, Iran targeted a civilian area. They're doing that as a mass murder weapon. Luckily, no one was killed, but that's due to luck, not their intention. Their intention is to murder civilians. Second, they fired on Jerusalem right next to the holy sites of the three monotheistic faiths, the Western Wall, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and the Al-Aqsa Mosque. And by dint of a miracle, again, none of them were hurt, but they were targeting the holy sites of the three major monotheistic religions. Third, they fired an intercontinental ballistic missile on Diego Garcia. That's 4,000 kilometers. I've been warning all the time. They have now the capacity to reach deep into Europe. They already have fired on a European country, Cyprus. They are putting everyone in their sights. And fourth, they're stopping a maritime international route, energy route, and trying to blackmail the entire world. What more proof do you need that this regime that threatens the entire world has to be stopped?
Well, they didn't do any of this until someone attacked them.
Israel and the United States are working together for the entire world. And it's time to see the leaders of the rest of the countries join up. I'm happy to say that I can see some of them beginning to move in that direction, but more is needed. President Trump's call to have the international community confront this terrorist fanatic regime of zealots, that is a call not only for the security of America and the security of Israel, it's for the security of the entire world. And it's time for them to act.
Sir, what will your response be to this attack on Israeli civilians?
We're responding with great force, but not on civilians. We're going after the regime. We're going after the IRGC, this criminal gang. And we're going after them personally, their leaders, their installations, their economic assets. We're going after them very strong.
What does victory look like in this campaign?
Well, we've defined two clear goals. One is to break completely their nuclear program, break completely their missile program, break completely their capacity to produce the components for both of these programs. We're well on our way on achieving it. We've also set a goal of creating conditions for the Iranian people to overthrow this tyranny that has tormented them and made life miserable and is making life miserable for the entire world. And I hope we achieve that, too.
Overnight, President Trump said that if in 48 hours the Iranians don't open the Strait of Hormuz, that there will be strikes against the power grids in Iran. Will you participate in those strikes, and what do you think should happen next in this campaign?
I think President Trump knows exactly what he's doing, and whatever we do together, and as far as possible in confidence.
As the Prime Minister was leaving, I asked him about President Trump, and he talked about the great relationship that these two leaders have amid Operation Epic Fury. The operation has now entered week 4, and we do anticipate heavier strikes against the Iranian regime in the hours and days ahead. Guys.
Okay. So let's move on to the next one. If you want proof that Iran endangers the rest of the world, the last 48 hours have given in. They're really playing this up with Europe. Now, what I expect to happen is the European leaders that want to get involved in this war some way will use this as an excuse to do so. Most of them were just acting. I'm not saying they're generals, like the French generals making statements or acting. I'm not saying that at all. But a lot of these leaders acting like they're not going to get involved were just acting. Just acting. U.S. waives special forces operation to seize Iran's enriched uranium stockpile. I don't know how they're going to do this. You're dealing with a couple thousand pounds or more. You don't exactly seize something like that. And plus, it's fucking radioactive. It just sounds like these. Listen to this genius. Where do you guys hear this? How many died in Iwo Jima? More died in Iwo Jima than all the Iraq war.
The brand has been obliterated, and they're running out of money. So here's what I tell President Trump. Keep it up for...
They're running out of money, but they're not running out of missiles.
A few more weeks.
And I don't know, are they running out of money? I mean, the Chinese are paying them. India's paying them.
Take Karg Island, where all of the resources they have.
Iran most certainly has a right to defend itself. They didn't attack anyone first.
British oil, control that island, let this regime down a vine.
Is this going to, though, take Karg Island? Is it going to involve U.S. troops on the ground? Let me just read you something from the Atlantic. Does an assessment on that. They say U.S. troops may well take Karg Island. We believe their ability to do so.
What's up, Galaxy Wonder?
But only to endure ballistic missile strikes, drone attacks, petrochemical smoke, all without a reliable means of obtaining logistical support. The result could be a grinding war of attrition. They talk about how far away they would be from resupply.
I'm sort of tired of all this armchair quarterback, and this has been an amazing military operation. God bless the fallen.
But it's a difference when we talk about troops on the ground.
I trust the Marines, not that guy. Mm-hmm. I trust DOD. We got two Marine expeditionary units.
Now, do the Marines, can they actually take these islands? Yes. Yes, on paper, that's what they do. They do shit like this. We've done it more than anyone else on the planet, probably. Or as much as anyone on the planet. The Marines successfully are geared toward taking islands. It's just going to be costly.
...to this island. We did Iwo Jima. We can do this. The Marines, my money is always on the Marines. I don't know if you take the island or you blockade the island, but I know this. The day we control that island, this regime, this terrorist regime, has been weakened. It will die on a vine. And here's what I want to do. I want to get recruits.
I think what they'll do is if they take the island, the Iranians will destroy everything. They'll just start burning. They're in Armageddon mode.
I want to sprint to peace. As
already.
The war winds down, I want peace to ramp up. The reason we don't have Saudi Arabia and Israel making peace is October the 7th, 2023, Iran through Hamas attacked Israel, stopping normalization. I want to take up and complete what Biden started. As soon as we get Iran defanged so they can never do another October 7th, I want to start up peace talks between Saudi and Israel this year. I want a peace deal between Saudi and Israel normalizing, ending the Arab-Israeli conflict. It's been going on for 2,000 years this year, and you can't do it.
Well, that's all bullshit, because the Israelis and the Saudis are tied to the hip at the top.
With a lethal Iran. So
okay,
we're weeks away from this Iranian regime.
How do they get Marines on the island without getting ships stuck? They're not going to use ships. They're going to use helicopters. It's a very narrow breach. Extremely narrow breach that you can pretty much get to from the other side. What Qatar, there's a variety of different ways they can fly in and potentially take the island. It's just not pretty. There's a variety of different ways you could do it without ships at first. It's one of the challenges that eventually you're going to have to use something to blockade it. But they're not planning on taking it, like putting on ships or anything like that necessarily. They'll start island hopping and coming in there vis-a-vis ship, I would imagine, eventually. But the challenge is that you've got to generally take the coast, and then you've got to take, then you're dealing with mountain ranges that have been prepared for this and soldiers that have been prepared for the U.S. to do this. So it's a problem. It's all a problem. Yeah, flying in on helicopters and so on and so forth, parachuting in, it's all a challenge. It's all a mess. 82nd Airborne is coming in there, I think, or part of it. It's just they're gearing up for this. They've got a plan. This is what the Marines do. It is workable. They have the numbers. They have the tech. Holding it is going to be costly. I don't know how they take in the coast. They can do that as well. It's just going to be costly. You know, Iwo Jima, you have a totally different type of soldier and a totally different American mentality. And we're not watching videos online, and we don't know anything about the Jewish lobby then, and so on and so forth. You guys know the question. You guys already know the drill. The paper's talking about the weapons Iran is keeping in reserve. This is the problem for any invasion. What type of weapons do they actually have that we don't know about? Because they got them. We know they got them because they keep fucking ruling them out. So, I mean, I wouldn't invade, but I wouldn't have attacked them either. Tell Israel if they want to fuck around, fuck around. You want a FO moment and get leveled to the ground by Iran? Well, all right. I'm going to mess with you. Lindsay will raise the rainbow flag. Yeah, he won't hesitate to send Marines to die. I mean, the casualties on Iwo Jima? Look that one up. Eesh. I don't know how you're going to sit on that island without having drones careen in and missiles careen in every single day. I mean, all right, let's say you even bring in Patriot batteries. Okay, interesting. You bring in some type of Patriot batteries. They have missiles that can pretty much nullify those, meaning missiles that the Patriot batteries can't hit, reportedly. So there's all kinds of problems here. Of course, you guys know that. You're all smart. Zogbots have got to be retarded. Well, they don't know their limits. I mean, on paper, the Marines do this type of thing. They train for this type of island hopping and taking things. It's just, this is a messy war. And these wars right now, it's all drones, precision strikes, standoff weapons. It's all ugly stuff. Minister of National Security Ben Gavir was confronted by residents in Arad. They got hammered by Iran. Let's watch this. Accusing him of being a Nazi. This is a lit Israeli leftist. You bear responsibility for all these deaths. Get out of my city. Then called him a Nazi. All right. This is UAE minister, United Arab Emirates. Let's listen to the minister of the UAE. Let's hear what she has to say. They have a woman minister. All right.
If the UAE continues to be a target, if the UAE continues to be a target, we need to keep our communication continuous. We want to continue to work with Australia, as we are with so many other countries, to ensure that there is a loud enough, large enough collective voice that really calls for the illegality of what's happening and the unacceptability of what is happening as well.
The UAE, of course, is part of the partnership that allows U.S. troops. Therefore, Iran says they're a target. If you kick out U.S. troops, you're no longer a target. It's simple.
Well, as you say, everybody's making
new arrangements with each other in these times.
This Australian interview.
What does the
war mean
for agreements reached between the UAE, United States, and even Israel? Things like the Board of Peace, the Pledge of Investment.
In fairness to the UAE, they have plenty of money, the elites do, and the average person does. I mean, the average citizen. What they're playing for is this long-term plan, and the plan has to be Greater Israel, and they got to be in on it.
United States, the Abraham Accords, how does it change the dynamics?
It doesn't. It doesn't. If anything, we are doubling down on our friends. We are further cementing the strong ties that bind us. Moments of crisis won't falter the trajectory that we are in, which is built on partnership and mutual respect. We need to have less wars in our region and around the world. Less conflict, less instability, and less fragmentation. The Board of Peace was a framework that was put forward to bring voices together to try to tackle it. We are committed to that. Our investment in that continues. And I do want to add that for Gaza specifically, we've put in close to $3 billion in support of the Palestinian people in Gaza.
Okay, she's trying to calm that nerve, but they don't really give a shit about Palestine. Michael57DE again with the super. Let's see what he says. Her complaints about targeting civilians yet ignores Dresden, Tokyo, and all the civilian targets. That's a fair point. I mean, this is her standard talking point. She's a minister. She's giving, seems to be very fluent in the English language, probably educated at Harvard, for all I know. And she is giving an interview to Australia TV, and she's given all the standard talking points. Yeah, Iran threatens to destroy region-wide infrastructure as Trump's 48-hour ultimatum ticks down. It's almost been 24 hours, right? We got another 24 hours to go. More casualties in southern Israel. Trump may taco it, though.
Every day, we are taking out their missiles, their missile systems, and the factories that built
this guy's gay.
Those missiles. And now our the General Kane, Secretary Hegseth, are leading a campaign to destroy all the fortifications along the Straits of Hormuz.
Just to put a fine point on this, though, is the president in the process of winding down this war or escalating the conflict?
Again, they're not mutually exclusive. Sometimes you have to escalate to de-escalate, Chris.
Okay. NBC News is reporting that President Trump is considering sending troops into Iraq.
Sometimes you have to escalate to de-escalate. All right. This is something I had. What is this? These guys are on the Straits of Hormuz. What they're doing on the Straits of Hormuz, by the way, is they're charging a particular fee for ships to get out. And they're cruising around on these small boats. They have, the Iranians have all kinds of drones. They have all kinds of boats to cruise around in, and they're ready. They're ready to go any particular direction. Two Iranian journalists have gone to the middle of Straits of Hormuz and showed the things. Ships have turned off their engines and are waiting for permission to pass. All right. Apparently, this is out of context, though. They've already put up. That's the problem with this war. A lot of information turns out to be untrue. But nonetheless, ships are getting out there to China. It's just there's going to be a problem because there's a supply crunch. What did they blow up? One of Qatar's fields. I want to say it's Qatar. Maybe it was UAE. They spent $26 billion opening up this natural gas field, and they spent they got $20 billion in damage right now. I don't know.
Right next to the holy sites of the three monotheistic faiths, the Western Wall, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and the Al-Aqsa Mosque. And by dint of a miracle again, not our will, the last 48 hours have given it. In the last 48 hours, Iran targeted a civilian area. They're doing that as a mass murder weapon.
Candace Owens, she's saying Israel is a nation built and sustained by ethno supremacists. They deeply hate white and brown men and express their contempt for European men many times over. Now they plead for the Goyim to join this war to die for them. Europeans and Americans should resist the plea. This is Candace Owens, very big account. That's not untrue. She's not wrong there. I just played this by Besant. Sometimes you have to escalate to de-escalate. And it's going to keep going. Netanyahu said targeting civilian areas is evil and the whole world needs to join the war against Iran. This is Tehran, meanwhile. Yeah, they're targeting civilian areas. They're targeting anything they can. Anything they think will hurt the Iranian regime, they're targeting.
Every night, the sound of warplanes reverberates across the city, followed by explosions that shake the windows of our hotel. Where we are right now is the east of Tehran, and the authorities say there was a massive airstrike that hit a residential building now. And the reason why the authorities have told us to actually wear masks when we're here on the ground is they say that obviously this is kicking up a lot of dust, and so it's better to wear a mask just to be protected. The blast from the bombs that hit this area were so strong that it not only destroyed these buildings, but that it also damaged severely a lot of the buildings on the other side of the street.
Let me see something here. I appreciate the super chat over there on Entropy. It's all in red, and I can barely make out. Let me see something here. Okay. All right. We've got a couple more of these left. Let me see what I can do. See if I can pull something up here. Oh, still bad gateway on Live Joiner. Interesting. Okay. Pretty rare for that to go down, but it definitely hurts my ability to mess with these super chats. Let's see here. Let me do something here. Let me put on my glasses. All right. Iran is supplied by China and Russia. An F-35 was just brought down and supply depot destroyed. Trump is on Juju Come, that sacred squirrel. Thank you very much for the big generous super chat over there on Entropy. I do appreciate you guys supporting the show. I had to put on glasses to read it, but it happens. That's why I wear glasses. Nonetheless, I definitely have to wear them on that other computer if you haven't noticed. With that being said, I do appreciate that, and that is very true. Trump has some kind of long-term agenda. He's in on this particular ordeal. And maybe he is, maybe he's joined the tribe formally. I think that's what it comes down to. Nothing really matters because he's officially Jewish now. So, you know, he's in the Greater Israel Project. You know, that's how it's going to go. Let me keep on pulling up these links. We got more to go, and I'll be back on Wednesday, 5:36. You get the drill. You know the drill. Friday, we have on Hey Buddy from Northern Europe. We have Warren Baylog coming on in a month, and I'll be filling out. I'm trying to get on Mr. Devin Stack, you know, and we'll get on more and more different parties to talk with. Okay, we've got up a bunch of links, and the French are all pissed off, but thank you very much, Sacred Squirrel. I do appreciate that. Let me cruise around and make sure there's not more. I just realized how much I like this particular app where I can bring up super chats and, and see what you guys are saying. It's great stuff. I can't see anything over there. I appreciate you guys tuning in on Odyssey. The interview with Hunter Wallace is just uploaded on Odyssey for some reason. Appreciate you guys on FTJ. Hopefully everything's going well there. And the YouTubes. Man. This French general is going off. This is pretty funny. But you can't really blame him. Retired French general Nicolas Rochaud says Trump can go fuck himself. He shot himself in the foot. He wanted to invade a European Union country, Greenland, not long ago. True. And now his old friends whom he didn't consult, whom he scorned, they probably knew it was coming. That's probably a lie. Especially the British telling him, we'll remember this, he can go fuck himself. Strong language.
Il voulait envahir un pays de l'Union européenne, le Groenland, il y a quelque temps. Et puis maintenant, ses vieux amis qu'il n'a pas consultés, qu'il a méprisés, notamment les Britanniques, qu'il a dit, on s'en souviendra. Alors si vous me poussez, voilà, et bien maintenant, il a besoin de nous. Et bien, qu'il aille se faire foutre, franchement.
Attendez.
The French liking this. They'll eventually get involved. Watch. Join the U.S. military, kill and die for Israel. This is over on Substack. This is Stark Realities. This is the average attitude right now. Anyone joins the military is crazy. I'm guessing there'll be a lot of conscientious objectors, but there'll still be a lot of Marines hit the deck when it comes to the fight. No doubt about that. Iran struck the southern city of Dimona as one of the most aggressive attacks since the start of the war. Iran is increasingly ramping up the number of ballistic missiles and drone strikes, despite earlier assessments that its missile capabilities have been degraded. Yeah. Watch this, guys. Now, this was not on the nuclear facility. It was on a surrounding area. It was some kind of pinpoint strike on a particular facility near the area. But nonetheless, it sends the message.
Whoa. 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 Abba. Whoa. Whoa. Abba, this just hit the first part. Wow. That is crazy.
Sounds like an American or something. There's the massive fire. We'll watch that again. This is what serious warfare looks like. And this is what the Iranians have. This is one of their more advanced missiles. And we're going to keep seeing these and even more advanced stuff, I would imagine.
Whoa. Whoa.
That was an interceptor failing.
Whoa. 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 How about? Whoa. Whoa. Abba, this is hit the first part. Wow. That is crazy. I just get...
I'm like a black guy or something. Sacred Squirrel, keep up the good work. The war on the Jews is just warming up. You're not wrong there, brother. Not wrong. Thanks for the support. But I'll be back Wednesday to cover it. Let's keep on. I've got a variety of different... This was the big attack, though. And this is what it looked like afterwards. It looks like a whole entire city block in fire. And you don't want to be on the receiving end of one of those serious missiles. You know, it's typically Israel dishing it out. And now Israel's taking it. And it's a small area. I mean, this is predicted for years. You know? 6 killed in Qatari helicopter crash. Search for 1 missing person. I mean, you put this many troops in the area. And I would predict that all these Gulf countries declare war on Iran and go. They're going to put boots on the ground with America. I actually feel bad for Iranian citizens if the Qataris and the Saudis take over their country. It's all bad news. Eventually, they'll drag Americans off the streets for a draft like they did in Ukraine. I think you're going to have to see an attack inside of America, which I'm guessing is coming. I don't know how a draft would work. I really don't. It would be disastrous. But here you go. Let's give you some more war porn. And I expect this stuff to be hot and fucking heavy. Because there was a wolf at the door of Israel the whole time. And Hezbollah is not done. Hezbollah will have more advanced stuff. There's another group that's trained their whole entire lives. And guess who else is going to jump in? The Houthis are going to jump in and close down another waterway. And they're probably going to have a lot more advanced weapons than anyone knew they would have. So look for the Houthis to get involved. Because you know those guys don't give a fuck. Why would they? Why would they?
Iranian ballistic missile strikes focus on key Israeli military sites such as Nevadim Air Base near Beersheba and Tel Nof Air Base, both of which house the $1 billion Israeli F-35 fighter jets and other high-value assets. Additional targets included the Hatzorim Air Base in the Negev Desert and the Mossad headquarters in Tel Aviv. This is the Fatah hypersonic missile and the Shahab-3, and we'll look into the details why the Arrow missile failed to intercept the Iranian glide vehicles all in the video ahead. The U.S. traced the launch location to a valley south of the Iranian city of Shiraz. Iran has launched its largest ever attack on Israel, firing 180 ballistic missiles. These missiles traveled more than 1,000 miles from this valley to reach Israel's most populated city and military sites. Iranian ballistic missile strikes focus on key Israeli military sites such as Nevadim Air Base near
Beersheba
and Tel Nof Air Base, both of which house the billion-dollar Israeli F-35.
Now, how many of those fuckers have been destroyed, these F-35s? I haven't seen a number yet on... Obviously, they destroyed some of them because they're hitting these bases. How can you hit these bases and not destroy some of them unless the Israelis already moved them?
Fighter jets and other high-value assets. Additional targets included the Hatzorim Air Base in the Negev Desert.
Imagine the Houthis firing shit like this.
And the Mossad headquarters in Tel Aviv. This is the Fatah hypersonic missile and the Shahab-3, and we'll look into the details why the Arrow missile failed to intercept the Iranian glide vehicles all in the video ahead. The U.S. traced the launch location to a valley south of the Iranian city of Shiraz. Iran has launched its largest ever attack on Israel, firing 180 ballistic missiles. These missiles traveled more than 1,000 miles from this valley to reach Israel's most populated city and military sites.
It's a tough one. Pepe Escobar, the petrol won rising. Iran just installed the toll gate that kills the dollar. He might be a little cope there. We're going into a multipolar world with several reserve status currencies. The dollar will be one of them. It will be a big one for North and South America. It's not going to go as easy as he thinks, although I hope it does. It's not going to be over for Uncle Sam overnight. Uncle Sam's going to have a few tricks.
Because if this goes on for an extra few weeks, this is the beginning of the end of the petrodollar.
It's going to be the beginning of an end of a lot of things. There's no doubt about that.
And that means is the beginning of the end of unilateral hegemonic empire ruling over virtually most of the planet. And that's where we are now. Some people, at least in the U.S., are realizing how big the stakes are. And there's no turning back. And this is what we hear from the Iranians day after.
The Iranians just don't give a fuck. But again, they've been preparing for someone to attack them. They attacked and they went wild. And, well, actually, the responses have been measured, calculated, and they just keep escalating. Destroying shit in Israel and destroying all their particular Jewish partners that, by the way, the Arab street and the Iranians frequently mention this, that all these Arab partners are Jews. Intriguing. And, of course, they're attacking the ancient empire, Persia, which represents an ancient Aryan empire long gone, obviously. But it goes without saying. Iran's new hit list after Diego Garcia strikes. Here are the UK military bases that Tehran could target. I'm curious when, not if, but when France and the UK get involved and when Iran steps up and impresses us with some type of long strike. If they actually hit Diego Garcia that time, that would have been impressive. But my guess is they will hit something and impress us even more. With their targeting capabilities and everything else. So they're being helped by the Chinese satellites because that's their partners. The Chinese satellites can pretty much pinpoint and hit anything anywhere. Residential area in the city of Arad. Let's take another look at this. This is a different one, and this is brutal. This was a brutal hit on Israel. This was a Gaza-style leveling.
Wow, wow, it's a nefila, yes,
Well, I'll still say the Saudi royal family were crypto Jews. I mean, the Abraham Accords, the assumption is that they all, the Abraham Accords, they're all Jewish. This has been the assumption of the Arab street, hell, all of our lives. Maybe they're not wrong. We don't know. They're all in business together. Well, that Jewish neighborhood looks like Gaza. Let's check this out. This is Israel. Not looking good. Much destruction in Iran. This is another look at this hit against, they're crying about it, it's against civilians. Well, they're definitely going to put boots on the ground. And if they put boots on the ground, my assumption is Israel and... Oh, wow. Is it coming up? It is coming up. Okay. All right. Thank God. My chat is up. Okay. And if they do put boots on the ground, my guess is there'll be a coalition with U.S. soldiers that are very sensitive to this. Israel will have boots on the ground. It'll be very public. I am guessing the Saudis, the Qataris, all these groups have armies. They have a lot. I don't know how skilled some of their armies are. Let's face it, the Saudis couldn't even do shit with the Houthis. Think about that. The Houthis, though, are badasses. So, the Young Turks were Jews. Yeah, there's so many. There's going to be a lot more Jews in the Middle East than we think. We think Jews are a small group. Maybe in Western civilization, okay. In the Middle East, that template of whatever it is, genetic, is going to be much, much larger than we think. Kurds, assume they're Jews. Way larger. Yeah. Israel calling up 450,000 reservists. They're going to have to send in big numbers. Definitely send in big numbers in Iran. And this is an existential threat. So for them, it's worth it. And the Jews will take losses. The Jewish elites will send Jewish soldiers into meat grinders. They're doing it in Lebanon. They did it in Gaza. I mean, the Jews are still taking losses in those areas. Let's don't think they're not. Let's see here. Arabs don't have very effective armies. They can still put boots on the ground. They've got some effective weaponry. The Israelis have some effective battalions, potentially. In an existential war, you might be surprised who's effective. Jews do not mind getting Jews killed. No, World War II proves that. But let's check this out. We're going to look at these ARAD. I think it's something. Listen to this. This is Jared Kushner. Let's see what he has to say.
I just think it's something where if you want to accomplish something, a lot of people I hear, they complain about what other people do or why it's hard or why it's impossible. And again, I say this as somebody who's been so blessed with so many things in life. But, when I've had challenges or things I've wanted to achieve, I just focus and say, what can I do? And I'll read everything I can get my hands on. If I fail at one, the door closes, I'll try the window. If the window closes, I'll try the chimney.
He's walking around collecting money every day. And his success is because he's read a bunch of self-help books, guys.
Chimney trolls, I'll try to dig a tunnel. It's just...
He's going to dig a tunnel. It seems to be a thing among the tribe. He's just fortunate. You can work hard just like him, guys. Mm-hmm. Get your dad out of jail. Trump on reopening the Straits of Hormuz.
Straits of military maneuver?
Very simple.
Yeah, but what did you mean by that?
It's a simple military maneuver. It's relatively safe, but you need a lot of help in the sense of you need ships, you need volume. And NATO could help us, but they so far haven't had the courage to do so. And others could help us. But, you know, we don't use it. You know, at a certain point, it'll open itself.
It's not opening itself, guys. Let's watch this again. This guy, I don't know. You'd think for shit like this every day he'd get impeached. Maybe he will.
Opening the Strait of Hormuz.
Very simple.
Fast, simple, easy.
What did you mean by that?
It's a simple military maneuver. It's relatively safe, but...
Why don't you sign up and do it?
You need a lot of...
It's relatively safe, guys.
Help, in the sense of...
Yeah, you need a lot of help, all right.
You need ships, you need volume. And NATO could help.
That volume is a lot of targets.
But they so far haven't had the courage to do so. And others could help us. But, you know, we don't use it. You know, at a certain point, it'll open itself.
It is opening itself up for certain Japanese ships, for Chinese, for various different partners of Iran. It's opening itself up, guys. This is where this Jew, I played this earlier. I will play it again though, since I have it in here twice. They're going nonstop. You know, those Jewish commercials about the poor Jews in Russia and that they always play on like the Zionist channels, the Baptist channel, all these particular, Christian shows to soak up that charity money about these poor Russian Jews that are starving in Israel. You guys know that? You remember that? This is, reminds me of those various different commercials, send money to Israel.
Come with me. I want to show you something. Look at this. Look at this. This is the face of evil. This is the Iranian regime, ballistic terror. This can now happen in Rome, in Vienna, in Berlin, in Paris. The only question is whether or not the Iranian regime will push the button. And we know the Iranian regime.
If they get involved in a stupid war, punish Iran, Saudi Arabia, and UAE inch closer to supporting U.S.-Israeli war. Well, come on. They're going to send in troops. 1,000%. This was Brennan. Now, John Brennan, the CIA chief, the guy's a fucking idiot. But nonetheless, let's listen.
So imminence means that it's in the near term. It's on the horizon. It's coming, you know, sooner rather than later. But there's no intelligence that I've seen coming out in any type of reporting that suggests that either from a ballistic missile standpoint or from a nuclear standpoint, or even from a terrorist standpoint, that there was anything imminent that the United States really needed to go forward with this invasion of Iranian airspace and the bombing campaign. And so, therefore, I think the lies are coming fast and furiously as a way to justify the rationale for the war, and there really is no rationale for it. So imminence means that it's an...
I don't know enough about his various positions. I know he's like a communist and this type of bullshit, shit lib, but I don't know his various different positions on the Iraq war and stuff like that. I'm pretty sure he is for whatever pays him, you know? Guy's playing the tiny violin. Yeah, Canada's GTP, I don't want this. This is in the wrong area. We'll come back to that. 175 Royal Navy submariners, the UK, have been caught using drugs over the past 7 years. None of the Western militaries are up to par. And you have a single vision of the past, a particular group, the Shia, single vision of the past, single vision of the future, ready to die, and they have capable weapons. No arguing that. They've done their homework. No arguing that. This ain't going well. Pakistan joins Iran and North Korea as major nuclear threats to the U.S. Well, Pakistan is interesting because Pakistan, and I'm pretty sure I have this coming up here, Pakistan is playing both sides. They like the Iranians are winning. They like Iran's propaganda because the Pakistani street hates America. At the same time, they have all kinds of deals with Saudi Arabia. So this is one to watch. Secret Iranian armada hell-bent on sinking U.S. aircraft carrier in the Straits of Hormuz. What they want to do is sink a large ship there, shutting down the Hormuz for quite a while. See all these speedboats? They have submarines. I don't know if their submarines are all sunk. I mean, they've been sinking the Iranian Navy right, left, and center. Is there anything new here? They're in a war, and the war we have going is a real war. Iran threatens to destroy region-wide infrastructure as Trump's 48-hour... This was from earlier. See this? Mossad Telegram channel to Iranians. The Mossad's running Telegram channels. Go figure. And they're telling Iranians, you know, give us location of these missile silos. These mobile missile launchers cruising around, and we'll destroy them for you. Ironically, people are going to send them in because the regime does have enemies there cruising around. I just don't know where their mobile launchers are, how many are actually in cities like this. I would think a lot of them are in the middle of nowhere, but I could be wrong. Here's the thing. Look how modern that mobile launcher looks. This is Mossad saying, send it in. Take a picture of that mobile launcher and send us in. Put it on a Telegram channel and DM us on Telegram and we'll shoot it for you. Iranian resistance. Of course, the Iranian resistance, you know, you're talking about resistance in a surveillance state, very difficult against a regime like this. Surveillance states are very difficult to mess with in general. Plus, they don't have any weapons. You know, Russia's internet blackout spreads to St. Petersburg. So the war porn, is it coming to an end? I think it's coming to an end. They've got internet blackouts. We could see all kinds of different things. Games being played by various different regimes. You can bet on climate disasters. I would imagine this war is going to cause a lot of disasters the longer it goes on. Do I think it'll go on 6 months? Why not? Why wouldn't it go on 6 months? There could be some type of temporary peace, but every single peace has been broken, and they're going to do that until they get rid of the Iranian regime or die trying. So, you know. Yeah, snitches. Well, that regime does have people. Even if a country has 80% approval, you're going to have nutballs in that particular country that will do something like this because they're not part of the 80%. I don't know. You can bet on climate disasters. We're going to see disasters. The private credit crisis is spreading. This is QTR's French Finance, but it's subscription unless you grab it from Zero Hedge. Interest rates are going up. The big problem with the particular war right now, the big problem with finance, is you have the stock market cratering. Everything's cratering, but interest rates are also going up. Usually, in this circumstance, the bond market goes ballistic and interest rates come down. Now we have the direct opposite, which is the most dangerous thing we've seen in decades. And stocks going down and interest rates going up. Basically, at this part of the business cycle, you would think the bond market is going up. But faith in the empire is obviously waning, so the bond market is suffering. Maybe they're out of gimmicks, out of games. Well, like I say, if it's financial Armageddon, then I expect the UFO false flags. I expect the holograms of Muhammad, Jesus, and everything in between. I expect crazy shit if the economy really starts going south for the elites against some plan. Bond market is pricing in higher inflation due to oil shock. Yes, but there should also be a flight to quality to tamper that. It's not tampering anything. The bond market is cratering. Now, maybe that'll change this week. I'm just giving you updates. Denise Akelt says, my accounts are dropping. You're talking about IRA accounts? Or are you a big stock trader? Bond trader. Now, of course, we have this South Africa has Human Rights Day. And no sooner than they have Human Rights Day, it turns into Kill Whitey Day, with them saying, kill the Boer, kill the farmer, stocks and IRA. Yeah, I would imagine it'll back off quite a ways. I don't know if this is the one where they're just going to get to the point, shut everything down, and we're going to go into Armageddon. Quite formally, if you live in the Middle East, you pretty much think Armageddon's already there. But if you live in Israel, you think Armageddon's here. We got a minute to go, though. They've got to work into their particular Armageddon script. 12 years of Trump, and all we'll have to show for it is tens of millions of extra illegals and a greater Israel. You might not get to a greater Israel. You know, there's a lot of people that think the Jews win, the Jews are going to win, the Jews are going to win because of this or because of that or because of Christianity. There's always some reason that people think the Jews are going to win. And this is the time when there's a lot of guys that could be standing up to them that'll let the Jews get everything they want. I'm expecting disaster, basically. Well, they can stand being obliterated. They would sacrifice Israel for greater Israel. Now, but welcome to Human Rights Day. It's Kill Whitey Day. But it's still white. Now, this pig farmer, he got wealthy. This is fairly impressive, by the way. I never knew a pig could cost this much. Fella sold his pig for a world record, $505,000 in Texas. This is a very clever white farmer. He got someone to pay $505,000. I guess it's maybe a stud. There must be something special. It doesn't look like it has a big set of knots. Something special about this pig.
Hey, Landry, can I sell your pig for $505,000? Sold it to you, $505,000, a world record.
Oh, it is a male.
Hey, Landry, can I sell your pig for $505,000? Sold it to you, $505,000, a world record.
Some expensive bacon, but there has to be a reason the dude's paying that for it. Oh, no. Well, I was trying to figure out if it was a male or female to go for that much. A female would make sense because they can have lots of little pigs, and if it's some type of valuable pig. But then I saw him turn around, and I'm like, well, it doesn't look like he has a set of nuts. I don't know. But it looks like a male. Looks like an oversized pug. Yeah, trying to figure out why would a male go for that much? Okay, he's a breeding stock. Would a female go for that much? Well, she can have little pigs. Trying to figure it out. But anyways, guys, that's all I have for you tonight. There's your war porn update. I'll be back Wednesday. We're going to have more. Maybe they're going to put boots on the ground. I don't think they should be in a hurry. They're going to have to get a coalition together. And you know the Arab states, part of the greater Israel, which will include all the Jews. It's got to include the Kurds and all these groups I'm suspicious of. It is what it is. But anyways, that's a slim pig. All right. Has an awkward walk. Yeah, it does. But anyways, enough about pigs. I'll see you guys on Wednesday. Cheers, guys. Stay tuned, and thanks for the support. You guys stay safe out there. Who knows when the false flag's going to happen, or the U.S. has so many damn enemies, you can get real attacks. I've been planning this shit a long time, so let's see what they got going on. And Michael57DE, I hope your back operation goes well. Thanks for your support. Cheers. I'll be back Wednesday, 5:30, 6 o'clock. You get the picture.